Culture. I owe an analysis so deep and so comprehensive that there is little left to say. We must have the ability to make our various arts collaboratively out of what we have already done by adding imagination untaxed to what already is. This is a promise for an acceleration of education throughout the globe. Billions of minds hungering for knowledge and for beauty, to whom everything can now be given. In a world where everything is a bitstream, where the marginal cost of culture is zero, where once one person has something, everything can be given to everybody at the same cost that it was given to its first possessor, it is immoral to exclude people from knowledge and from beauty. That is the great moral problem that the 20th century has bequeathed to the 21st. We can eradicate ignorance at the expense of a few. Technology of the 20th century makes our liberation possible because the technology of the 20th century turns solidity into digital air. All that was solid was said with so. The 20th century knew information as physical artifacts, stuff that cost money to make, move, and sell. Thomas Edison made it possible for music, which had been for the whole history of human beings an act of communion, an object, a commodity. And from the commoditization of art grew the belief that art could be owned, which made sense. Even when art was bumps on a thin piece of tinfoil and a plastic piece. But art has returned to the formlessness from which it came. It has returned to being what it was throughout the history of human beings until Edison. It has returned to being something that must be shared to exist.
Service, service, fair, to be able to make ends meet, and have heavy expectations, larger shoes for my feet.